Old garden hoses are in high demand by the Cook Islands Red Cross for its disaster risk reduction program. The charity is recycling hoses for a roof tie-down program to show how to secure roofs during a cyclone. Disaster Management Coordinator Marta Hetland told Sarah Jane Hopgood how the hoses would be used.
We have a roof tie-down project which has been going on for a while on other islands too, but this one is for the island of Mauke. And it's a roof tied down using, you know, in most cases, people will use rope. But nowadays, we use galvanized wire, 8 mil. So therefore, this goes over the roof because they're both galvanized. And the hose is used to prevent any electrical shocks or any static that may happen when the wire is against the roofing itself, the aluminium roofing. So the galvanized wire is threaded through the hose. Mainly in the corners or the edges of the roof, and that's why we're using them. It's for 40 homes on the island of Mauke. We thought we didn't want to go and buy a new length of hose, which is quite expensive, and we are recycling old hoses that are just lying about in most homes.
So you mentioned that some islands have already got this project underway. What islands and
Yes.
islands?
Now, it started off as a FinPAC project, which is a Finnish Met Office, together with our SPRIP in Samoa. So International Federation of the Red Cross in Suva was rolled out to all the Pacific countries. So we had to come up with ideas or activities on how to use the funding that was given related to weather and climate information, which includes climate change. So therefore, the community of Tautu in Aitutaki actually came up with this model using galvanized wire with turnbuckles down in the anchors that tightens and loosens. And so unlike the rope where it's ghastly looking, and some people take them off after the cyclone season and put them up again, it's quite a job. So this model was really quite successful during that project period. So Australia Red Cross, together with AusAid, who supports our program financially, have agreed to roll it out as risk reduction activities for my disaster management program. So we've done one on Mauke, and there's one going on the island of Rakanga, which is a far north island. So yes, it's a risk reduction so that roofs don't get blown off. Well, less chance, hopefully. Like I said, you know, just need a little puff of wind to check it out.
Is there a reason why we're focusing at the moment on the island of Mauke? Is it because of its location?
Well, yes, the location. And they requested as well. They agreed to have the project. So that's why we went to them.
That's Cook Islands Red Cross Disaster Management Coordinator Marta Hetland speaking to Sarah Jane Hopgood.